Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Delano. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Tina. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. I just got word back from the web development department, and they said that because the site had come down, we no longer have access to reactivate it, but they can purchase a new domain for you and get a new site up and running, and it would only cost you $99 extra for the setup fee of that. So it would be $138 today, and then each month moving forward, you go back to the $39 hosting fee.
Can you explain that again?
Yes, the website that you had before, because it has been taken down, we no longer have access to the content or to the domain. So we don't have access to idelanotheweepingservantservices.com. Usually, if somebody calls back to reactivate within 2 weeks of a cancellation, we can still grab it. But it's been, you know, several months in your case. So they can purchase a new web address. And it'll be very close. It might be idelanotheweepingservantservice.com or services.net or something like that. It'll be very close to what you have. But they'd have to build a new site with a new web address, and they would charge just the $99 setup fee to do that.
Okay. I got a question. Can I access it?
I don't think so. Did you own the domain before?
Yeah, I own the domain. It's my domain, yeah.
Okay, so let me look. 1 second here.
Because I didn't even look to see if I could access it. I thought it was just...
Oh, yeah, it says client-owned domain. Yes, it says that. Okay, so try to log into it and see if you can access
it.
Yeah, because if that's the case, we can reactivate it and charge the $99 setup fee to put the fresh content on it, but we would be able to use your same domain.
Okay, so, but I have to log in through Local Splash, isn't it?
No, that was your client dashboard. So a domain login would usually be your email with a password. And you would go to whoever you purchased the domain from. So let's say you got it from GoDaddy or to Wix. You would go to GoDaddy.com or Wix.com, and then you would log into it with your email and your password.
So, but I got the domain. So for that domain, I got that domain from Google then, right?
I'm not sure. Let me see.
Because, I'm trying to retract how did I get it, you know?
You know, it said when you signed up you had your own domain, but then there was a note a couple months later from customer support, and it says they talked to you and you wanted a new domain, which was idelanotheweepingservantservices.com. So it sounds like, according to the notes, that that's a domain that we purchased. So whatever domain you had, I don't think you used it, because it says here that day that you had called to request it, it said that she advised you that a long domain name is not a good idea, but you did say that you wanted to have that specific, idelanotheweepingservantservices.com.
So which means you guys can get in contact with it then, right? You guys can fix it then, right? If you guys own the domain.
If somebody calls to reactivate within 2 weeks, we can, but once we lose it, it's not possible again. I can request it if you wanted to, you know, do the setup and start fresh. I can request and see if they can try to get it, but I know it's not an absolute that they can get it. We could put it on any of the listings that we still have access to also. So let's say that even though you canceled the Google and the Facebook and the directories and all of that back in, 2024, but if we still have access to those listings, we could go in and put the new web address on there.
Okay, let me check something out, and I'll get back to you. Let me see what I can do on my end. If I can remember to do it, if I can still work it or something, let me see what I can do.
Please. Okay. Yeah, no problem. And I'll verify with that department again and see if there is a possibility that they could get that same domain. And if that's the case, then, you know, I'll just call you back and we'll add the setup fee and we'll get it going. But if not, we can go over available options for you, you know, when we get to that point. Okay.
Okay. I think as far as I remember, I think I had purchased that domain from you guys, or I think I owned that domain, that Eidolon of the Weekend Servant Services.com, you know. I think I had spoke to that. I can't remember, but the representative, you know, I think I was in control of that domain, you know. But at the same time, I was using you guys' local Splash to help me advertise and do some other things too. And I was logging into you guys' website, as far as I remember, you know. But I don't really know how it really structuring stuff. So I'm now learning and getting into these stuff, you know. So I gotta see if I can sign back in, or see if I have the website to see if it's up and running, and I'll see what I can do, and then I'll get back to you, or maybe you guys can try to see something on your end, like you said, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at the billing, and you never purchased the domain from us, and you wouldn't have had to, because when you were paying us $2.99 monthly, that domain purchase was already included in your services. But once you canceled that, you would have had two options, which would be, number one, to purchase the domain for a one-time buyout of $99. But that doesn't include the content. That would just be if you wanted to take the domain and build a new site on it elsewhere. Or you get the second option, which is what you chose, is you keep the website, the domain, and the content, and just pay us hosting. So the hosting typically is $49 a month, but somebody, you know, puts you into special pricing of $39 a month. So I can definitely still honor that. I just have to, you know, charge the setup fee to get everything reactivated and then confirm if we can even still do it on that domain. If not, we'll get something that's close to it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll talk to you maybe later today, and we'll see, you know, what we can put together for you at that time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.